How's everybody? Give everybody a chance.
Rebbe, we brought back Chabura today. We're like four bachurim that said Chabura to their table from this time.
Oh yeah? Who said Chaburas?
Noam Job, Alex Schlesinger, Arya Margolin, and Daniel Greenfield.
Oh, very nice. Okay, great. That's a very good thing. So before we go on to the next sugya, I had a little bit more thoughts about the Rosh, maybe a little bit of different mahalach and the Rosh. I think it's a somewhat simpler mahalach, and it will solve some of the, I think it will solve a lot of the problems. So let's just first make a summary. What were the problems in the Rosh? The Rosh says that if the two shulpin are meichel to each other, the kaisel, so the mechila works. I crack susi mechila doesn't help. You can't be meichel a tvius mazik, tvius nezik. So he says here it's a chiyuv moment. They have a chiyuv moment to build a kaisel, and a chiyuv moment you could be meichel. So I had a few problems. Problem number one: where did the chiyuv achalkas nezakim disappear to? Where does the chiyuv achalkas nezakim? Fat, the Rosh himself learns that it's not a din of tikkun achatzer the kaisel. So barichlo, it's not a chiyuv of tikkun achatzer. It's a chiyuv of tviyuv achakas nezakin. So it's not a chiyuv to build the kaisel. It's a chiyuv to be machak nezakin. That was problem number one. Problem number two. If in fact, as the Rosh says, it's not a chiyuv of achakas nezakin, it's a tviyuv of a chiyuv mammon to be mishtatif in the kaisel. So how do we understand the case of Shnei Gagin, Shnei Tzidi Rishus Rabin, where each one builds half the kaisel? There, lechayr, it's not a chay mamon. Neither one is giving any mamon to the other. Each one builds in their own rishus. Each one is kainis l'tayt shalai. So neither one is giving the other one anything. So as a harchalkas nezakan, I understand it. But as a tviyas mamon, it's a very strange kind of tviyas mamon. Each one builds on their own property with their own avonim, their own kaisel. So it's not a shutfus b'chal. It's not a shutfus. If it's not a shutfus, then it's not a chayv moment. So this we were falcon yesterday. Maybe it is a shutfus, but let's say b'pshuta that it's not a shutfus. So that's problem number two. That was my Eden's problem. My Eden's question. Question number three is that the Rosh at the beginning of the same simon when the Rosh talked about chazok, that if they're machzikim l'shalim, can then do they have a taina? And they can that serve as a proof that that they were mochal or mochal or nosin b'maton. So the Rosh says for technical reasons that the chazak is not a proof. Right, so a proof it's not, but it's you still see in the Rosh that if you would know that he was mochar, that he was mochal or mochar or nosin b'maton, that would work. So the mochal, I understand, that's what he explains at the end, that he's mochal l'chayv mamon. What is mocher and nosin b'matana? If in fact it's not a tefillah of focus mezokin, then it has a shayach in it mechira and it's en matana. And a chayv mammon, if you owe me $100, I could be mocher l'chayv. I can't sell you the chayv. I can't give you the chayv matana. I could be mocher l'chayv. Chayiv is not. If there's a shtar, but here there's no shtar. If there's a shtar, maybe you could sell a shtar. But in Sam and a Chayiv, so how can he be? How can he be mochay nosim baton? In this case, Shchainim, in regular Hachokas Nezokin, there is a concept of Mechira in the scene of a Matana. If you want to put a barn next to my field, so normally I could stop you from doing it, Hachokas Nezokin. But I could sell you, I could certainly sell you the right to dig a barn and I won't be able to interfere. I'm giving you a schus, a shtamshus, in your chotzer, that normally I would be able to be active from you. So in Hachokas Nezokin, I understand the idea of Mechira in the Matana. But now they're also saying at the end of the simon that it's not a chokas mezokin to get in. It's only a chayv moment to be mishtatif in the kaisel. So how do I understand the rosh at the beginning where he talked about mocher and nosim b'maton? And the way the rosh at the beginning is says himself in a bay, so it's mochel or mocher and nosim b'maton. If it's a chayv moment, I understand the mochel, but not the mocher and nosim b'maton. If it's a chokas mezokin, then I understand the mocher and nosim b'maton. I don't understand the mochel. So, like I said, so those are the three problems in the Rosh. Number one, where did the Chayiv HaChokas Nezokin disappear to? Number two, if in fact it's a Chayiv Momen, how do we understand the Din of Shtei Gagin? And number three, if it's a Chayiv Momen and not a Chayiv HaChokas Nezokin, how do we understand the Rosh at the beginning of the same Simen where he talks about Mocher and Osam and Maton? I thought, B'derechzeh. We're only talking about Achokas. We're basically talking about Achokas Nezokin. The Rosh doesn't have to get a Chotzer, Omer. It's basically the topic here is Achokas Nezokin. There's a Nezik of Hezekiah, and I want to be Tevei. Let's say Reuben wants to be Tevei Shimon, and Shimon wants to be Tevei Reuben. The Shutzim, they're both being Mazik, but they want to be Tevei each other to be a trio of Achokas Nezokin. However, really, neither one can be Tavei here, Achokas Nezokin. Reuven cannot go to Shimon and say, Shimon, I want you to take away your Hezekiah. You're being mazik with Hezekiah. Because Mimonoshach. Reuven, since Reuven's also being mazik Shimon, yeah, Shimon's being mazik Reuven, but Reuven's also being mazik Reuven, being mazik Shimon. So Reuven, Be'etzem, doesn't have a right to be here. How can Reuven say to Shimon, Shimon, I want to live here and you're being mazik with Hezekiah? Reuven himself doesn't have a right to be there without a kaisel. So, imanashach, if Reuven doesn't build the kaisel, so Reuven doesn't have a right to be there. If he doesn't have a right to be there, then he's not a nizik. If he's not a nizik, how can he be tevei Shimon? And if Reuven builds a kaisel, then Reuven's again not a nizik, because now there's a kaisel, so Reuven's not a nizik. Because, sir, Reuven is never a victim. There's a subtle thing here. Reuven is never a victim. Reuven wants to come to Shimon and say, Shimon, you're victimizing me. You're making me a victim with your Hezekiah. Reuven is never a victim. Manashach. If Reuven does not build a kaisel, if there's no kaisel, then Reuven himself, who's also a mazik, can't be there. If he can't be there, he's not a victim. And if Reuven goes ahead and builds a wall, then he's still not a victim because now there's a wall and he's not, is it? So a pasha to tie of Hezekiah, you never have. Reuven cannot be tevei from Shimon. Shimon, I want you to build a wall because I have a tefillah on you of Hezekiah. To have a tefillah of Hezekiah, I would have to have a right to be here. And I don't have a right to be here unless there's a wall. And if there's a wall, then I'm not nizik. So Mele Reuven can never come with a title that he's a nizik and Shimon has to build the wall. Astachok is nizok. So what could Reuven be tevei? Lemaisa the din is Reuven could be tevei. Shimon could be tevei. That's the din of the Mishnah. What the tefillah that Reuven has is that if Reuven builds a wall, if Reuven commits to build a wall, and now he's building a wall, and now he has a right to be here, Reuven can be Tevei Shimon, a tefillah that Shimon should be Misayeya, should help him by taking off of his shoulders the burden of half the wall. It's a new tefillah. It's a tefillah. The Rosh of the Rosh is that he keeps Tevayim to be Misayeya b'binyan HaKaisel. I think it's bedafko here. It's not a tefillah of HaChokas Nezokin. It's a tefillah that when, as Reuven is Tevayah Shimon, that as Reuven is building the wall and being Misayeya the Hezek, Shimon should take off some of the burden from Reuven and not take off the burden for movement of half the wall. So that Reuven should only have to build half a wall to be Masalik Pesachriya. Because since Shimon is the same as Reuven is a Mazik, true, but Shimon is equally a Mazik. So as Reuven builds a wall, and now he has the right to be here, Reuven can come to Shimon and say, look, I'm building a wall because I'm a Mazik, so I'm building a wall. But you're also a Mazik. So don't make me build the whole wall. Take off of me the burden of building half the wall. It's a new kind of tefillah. It's not, Reuven's not being Tevei Shimon as a Nizik. Achokas Nizokim means I'm a Nizik, I'm being Tevei from Achokas Nizokim. Reuven cannot be Tevei Shimon as a Nizik, because Reuven is never a Nizik. Either he can't be there, or he has a wall, and then he's not a Nizik either. So he's never a Nizik. So Reuven cannot be Tevei Shimon because I'm a Nizik. Reuven has to build a wall as a Mazik. But when Reuven builds the wall as a Mazik, Reuven can say to Shimon, true, I'm a Mazik, that's why I'm building a wall. But you're also a Mazik, don't make me do the whole thing. So it comes out that what Reuven is being Tevei from Shimon is not the wall. What is being Tevei from Shimon is that Shimon should help, but Reuven shouldn't have to do the whole thing. That's a Tfi of Siyur. That's Shayach even by Tugagin. Because what Reuven is being Tevei from Shimon is not half the wall. He's being Tevei from Shimon, give me the Hanoah that I of not forcing me to build the whole wall. So when Shimon on the other side of the street builds half the wall, he's giving something to Reuven. You know what he's giving Reuven? He's not giving him Avonim and he's not giving him Mokum. But he's giving Reuven the Hanoah that now Reuven doesn't have to build the whole wall. Reuven now only has to build half a wall. So that's a seal. Shimon is taking off from Reuven the need to build the whole wall. And that's exactly what Reuven was demanding from Shimon. That's Lezen HaKayim. That's a tree of Siyur. Shimon, build half the wall so that I'll have the Hanoah that I only have to build half a wall. So again, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but Reuven is not coming here as a Nizik. Reuven is not being Tevei Shimon as a Nizik. Reuven is Tevei Shimon as a fellow Mazik. I'm a Mazik, but you're also a Mazik too. So as I am a Salak, the Hezek Riyah, as I build the Kaisel to be a Salak, my Hezek Riyah, make it easier for me. Meet me halfway. Make it easier for me because my only high, my high, why am I better? Why am I worse than you? So it's a Chayv moment, but the Chayv moment here is not the Mokum, it's not the Avonim. The Chayv moment is the Hana that Reuven shouldn't have to do it all on his own. Reuven should have a partner, should have Siyua. But as Reuven does his share in being Masalik his Hezek Riyah, Shimon should do his share in being, of being Masalik his Hezek Riyah too. So now what happens in the end? So it comes like this. So what happens when they're Meichel? When they're Meichel, what happens is Reuven is Meichel to Shimon, the Tfi of Siyur. And Shimon is Meichel to Reuven, also the Tfi of Siyur. Once they're Meichel from each other, the Tfi of Siyur, so now that means Reuven can't be Tevei Shimon to help him. So now Reuven can't be Tevei Shimon at all. Because Reuven can never be Tevei Shimon. Shimon, you should build the whole wall. That's how we said it at the beginning. Reuven can't be Tevei Shimon, you should build the whole wall, because Reuven's not an Isaac. Reuven shouldn't be there in the first place. So Reuven can't be Tevei Shimon to build the whole wall, and Shimon can't be Tevei Reuven to build the whole wall either. All they could be Tevei each other was that if one of them starts to build the wall, it could be Tevei the other one to help. But that they were Meichel. So if they're Meichel to Tevei to help, so there's nothing left. So Mela now Reuven can't be Tevei Shimon, and Shimon can't be Tevei Reuven. So Mela nobody has to build the wall. Reuven doesn't have to build the wall because Shimon can't be Tevei. Shimon doesn't have to build the wall because Reuven can't be Tevei. So there's no Tevei. There's no Tevei. They don't have to build the wall. Nobody could be forced to build the wall. So that's how the Mechil helps. The Mechil helps because once they're Meichel, the Tevei of Siyua, so you certainly can't be Tevei to build the wall, that the other fellow should build the wall unilaterally. You could be Tevei the fellow that I shouldn't have to build, that I shouldn't have to build the wall unilaterally. But that they were Meichel. For me, there's no Tevei Bacha. That's the Ikka Advar. Now, going back to the beginning of the Rosh says that there's also the concept of Mocharin Osim Bematon. What is that? How does that work? If it's a chayiv, how can you mocher nosim matan? The answer is pasha in the chalami. Mocher nosim matan is something else. Since there is here, there is a hezekriya. We never said that there's no hezekriya. Avada is a hezekriya. But Reuben can't be tevea the hezekriya from Shimon because Reuben's also a masik, so Reuben shouldn't be there. Shimon can't be tevea. Kamer. But there is fundamentally a concept here of hezekriya. There is a problem here that being masik to each other be real. So if they want to get out of building the wall, one thing they could do is they could be meichel, like the Rosh says at the end. He could be meichel and yesh enim shemochel. If they were meichel each other, the chayv moment of being mistake each other. So now nobody can tevei each other. So nobody has any standing to be tevei the other one. But there's another way they could live there without a wall. They could sell to each other the right to live there and be mazikli with hezekriya. And that's no different than you could do with any hezekriya, with any miskish chayim. I can sell you the right to make a mishra and be mazik my kaisal. I can sell you the right to make a bor and to plant an ilman and be mazik my kaisal. I can sell you a right to live in your chotzer and be mazik me with hezekriya. It's a different route. When the Ross said at the beginning that made with his chesed kimoshanim, you could taina that he was mochel, a mocher, a nosin mematona, he's saying different options. The chazok is a proof that I have a right to be without a kaisel. Cheskes gilon shonim, yeah, it's a proof that he gave me a possibility of living that I can live without a kaisel. But what exactly that happened? We don't know. We know cheskes gilon shonim. There's a riot that something happened, but what happened? Could be different things. It could be was mochel that Reuben was meichel to Shimon, and Shimon to Reuben. Also, they both have cheskes gilon shonim that they were meichel to each other the tiny siyua. What's no time to see you, so nobody has any standing to be Tamei HaKaisel. Maybe that's what happened. Or maybe a positive thing, maybe something simpler happened. Maybe it was Mochre and Osun B'matana, that they sold each other or gave each other B'matana the right to live there with Hezekiah. The Rosh at the end is being done in one of those, so that's in the Chazaka. So the Rosh says, no, but Chazaka doesn't work. But then at the end, says the Rosh, but in Yesh Eidim, Shem Mochal. So, if there's, and I would add, if there was Eidim Shemocher and Nosim Matana, that the Rosh doesn't even have to talk about it. That's a double posh that works. The Rosh doesn't need to explain. If there's Eidim Shemocher and Nosim Matana, that they gave each other the right to live there with Hezekiah, of course that works. Like almost Kishchein. That the Rosh doesn't even have to address. But the Rosh tells me, but what about Mechila? Mechila is a Chiddush that you can be Mechil on a Taina of Achokas Nesokin. Like Krak Susi, you can't be Mechil. Maybe Achokas Nezokin also you can't stand me Meichel and Achokas Nezokin. Because you can say I'm Meichel now, tomorrow I change my mind, it bothers me. So how's the Shaykh Mechil and Achokas Nezokin? So the Rosh says, no, Mechil is also good. Maybe I say Eidim Shemochel, right, it's good. But I'm explaining to you that even Eidim Shemochel also works. Because once you have Eidim Shemochel, that means he was Meichel at Tfiyah Siyur. If he's Meichel at Tfiyah Siyur, so then nobody can tevei each other. Adkan. I think it's a little bit of Derech Hamuka, but if you think about it, I think it solves all the problems.
Rabbi?
Yes.
What's the difference between giving a matana and being mochel?
When I give you a matana, that means I give you as a gift or as a mecher the schus to live in your chotzer, even though your kashmish and your chotzer shter is my kashmish. So I'm giving you. Yes, Lodin, if what I'm giving you is an extra schus in your chatzer, or if what I'm giving you is a schus in my chatzer, I think Peshut, I'm giving you a schus in your chatzer. Normally, since you're hishtamshus, shteres me, so you're limited in your hishtamshus of your own chatzer. So I give you, b'matana, a full hishtamshus in your own chatzer, even though it shteres me. So that's the same thing as if I would give you, b'matana, a right to have a sid in your chatzer next to the border. I certainly could do that. That's not a chiddush. That the Rosh doesn't need to explain. What the Rosh needs to explain is mechila. Mechila. Let's say I would be meichel to you. I'm meichel the hezek of your sid. Hashtag the chayzer. Like kraksusi. Kozman, I'm not chayzer, but I could change my mind. Like by kraksusi, I could say yes. Yesterday I was willing. You should tear my jacket. Today I'm not willing. You should tear my jacket. So talking about this sid, the same thing. If I give you a mecher, a matona, a schus to have sid, so that I can do. But if I just said I'm Meichel the Hezek of Yisid, I could be Chayzer. So here the Rosh Mechadish that by a Kaisel is not the way. By a Kaisel, it's not a Shayach Mechila. Because by a Kaisel, since it's mutual, they mask each other, so nobody really has a regular Tain of a Falcon to Zokin. All they have is a Tain of Siyu. And on a Tain of Siyu is a Chay Momen. That I want that I know that I shouldn't have to do it myself. And a Chay Momen, you could be Meichel. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Just go on for a minute to the Gemara.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Didn't you say the other day that by Mizkei Shechinim, if you're Mochel, you can't be Chozer?
What?
Didn't we say that by Mizkei Shechinim, if you're Mochel, you can't be Chozer?
Didn't we say that by Mizkei Shechinim? So I think now that if you're, that only if you, so I think Takanana, I think now in the light of what I'm saying, that you cannot be mechel. You can do mechel in matana, but you can't do mechil. Mechil you can be chazer. I think it's muchach in the rush, Bemis, because the rush here at the end compares it to kraksusi. He says, why isn't it like kraksusi? How does mechil work? It should be like kraksusi. What do you mean? It's niske shcheinim. It's not like kraksusi. And you can't say maybe he holds it that Heskri is Taka Niske Odom. We had a tzad like that. We're down like that. But maybe Kraksusi is Mamish Odom and Mazik. Maybe it's not Niske Shcheinim at all. But you see from the Rosh of the beginning that the way, because the Rosh of the beginning said it's Shayach Mechere Matono. If it's Shayach Mechere Matono, then it's Niske Shcheinim. It's not Odom and Mazik. I can't sell you the right to punch me in the nose every morning. In real Odom and Mazik, there's no such thing as I can sell you the right. So if the Rosh at the beginning said that it's shayach to sell you the hezekriyah, the right to be masik nivriyah, al kochach is going that it's niske shchein. And yet at the end, the Rosh says that really it should be like kraksusi, except that it's a mechila on the chayv moment. It's not a mechila on the chokas nizokin itself. So I think it's muchach in the Rosh that even that by niske shchein you cannot be masik, because that's hak analogous to kraksusi. Even if I'm meichel, you should be masik me tomorrow. I change my mind. By Niske Shchein, I could do something else. Mechre Matono. In Echrami, that would work here too. That was what that he said at the very beginning. And Yesh Eidim Shemochre Mosul and Nosul Matono. So the Rosh doesn't even have to explain to me that that's good. That's a double portion that is good. The Chiddush of the Rosh is that if it's Eidim, that he was Mechel, is good. And that, I think, is not, that I think it's Muchach in the Rosh, that would not work with an early Niske Shchein. Because the Rosh thinks that in that regard, there's no difference between Niske Shchein and Kraksus. Even though Niske Shchein and Kraksus are very different in many respects. But in the respect of, does Mechila help? If you can't be Mechil, Kraksusi, because I can change my mind. I don't wait tomorrow. I don't want you to be Mazik me. So in this Kishchenim too, I'm Mechil, you should be Mazik me today. But that doesn't mean that tomorrow, that has no bearing on tomorrow. I can be Mechil and Nosim Torah, then now you have a Schus Hashtamshus. Once you have a Schus Hashtamshus, it's not a Meisim Mazik at all. Then you're doing Rishus. But mechila takanat only by shutvin, because of this ex, because shutvin is not a regular taina of a chokus lezokin. It's a taina. I can't be tovei you as a mazik to be marchik your nezik. When I'm marchik my nezik, I can be tovei you to be misayer. That's a tefiyah seal. That I can be mechila.
Rabbi,
I think it's simpler than everything I said yesterday. It's a little bit subtle, but I think it's a simple mouth. Yeah. Not simple to understand this.
Yeah,
the svaras themselves are simple svaras. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we just see this ability that that he can make a claim to be Messiah? Ruben can say that you
also in this mishnah that I can that when I as a mazik am being when I as a mazik am building a vessel, so I'm busy. I'm taking off my mazik. I'm a mazik, but I'm taking it off. I'm fixing it. So I can be as I'm fixing my mazik, I can be tereya from you that you're a mazik just as much as me. So you should help me. You should be misayeya in the fixing. Don't since we're mutual mazikim, so don't make me do the whole thing. You have to do it too. But I'm not being tereya as a regular stamazin, is it? I'm being tereya as a fellow mazik. I mean, as a fellow mazik is also an isik. Anyway, that's the statement of Rashi. Yeah, they all saw that in our Mishnah. He saw in the Mishnah that there's a taina, there's a tefiyah of siyur, because otherwise, how do you force him to build a kaisa? As in Nizik, how can you force him to build a kaisa? The Rosh didn't have to get a chotzer. Once you don't have to get a chotzer, the Rosh saw it in the Mishnah itself. Because the Rosh thought it's a double posture that I can't be tereyu as a Nizik. What kind of Nizik? I shouldn't be here either. And if I build a kaisel on my own, then I'm not nizik either. There's no way that I'm a nizik. Stam is in Bepshutai, I'm not a nisik at all. Either I shouldn't be here at all, or if I build a kaisil, then I'm not a nisik. So I'm never a nisik. So how am I tevayu as a nisik? But if I build a kaisil, if I start to build a kaisil, now I could be here. Now I can be here. Now I am a nisik. So as I build a kaisil, I can be tevayu. Why are you better than me? So you should be a misaya. That's how we understood the Mishnah, that it's a time of it's a tefias moment that you should be misaya. By the way, we talked about the Meiri the other day, by an Oni, that the Meiri says that if you have an Usher and an Oni, and the Oni can't build the wall, the Usher can't be misalak. I think the Meiri is misparish, Mamash al derech zeh, that the Usher cannot go to the Oni and be tevei him as a nizik. That the Usher is a nizik from the Oni. Manashach. Without a wall, the Usher shouldn't be there. And with a wall, the Usher is vital, not a nizik. So what's he tevei from the he can't be tevei anything from the nizik. What he can be tevei from the nizik is that as the mazik builds the wall and is misalik his mazik, as he builds the wall, he can taina from the oni that the oni should be misayeh, that's a chayv moment. So the chayv, the oshik can go to the oni with the chayv moment and be tevei him a chayv moment. So it doesn't do much good to be tevei a chayv moment from an oni, but he doesn't have what to pay. But so he doesn't have what to pay. Fine, there's a chayv moment, so the oni will add it up to his other stack of bills. He doesn't have what to pay. But you can't be misalik the oni, because with what tefiyah to be misalik the oni, you would have to have a tefiyah on the oni that the oni is being mazik to usher. How's the oni being mazik to usher? The usher shouldn't be there without a kaisel. And once there's a kaisel, the oni is again not being mazik to the usher. So Marashach, if the usher builds a kaisel, he's not a nizik. And if he doesn't build a kaisel, he's not a nizik. So the usher is never a nizik in the ordinary sense. He can't be tevei a regular afakas misalik. If the usher wants to go and build a wall in order that he shouldn't be a mazik, then he can be tevei from the oni to participate. But okay, fine, let him be tevei. A lot of good is going to do. Now, it's another poshut, the oni can't be tevei the usher either. I don't think the Meiri meant to imply that the usher can't be tevei the oni, but the oni can be tevei the usher to build a wall. That about it also not. Same way the usher doesn't have a tefias hachok and zokin from the oni certainly doesn't have a tefias hachok and zokin from the usher. So they'll taka be without a wall. But nobody can kick anybody out. That's what the Meiri is saying. Nobody can kick anybody out. Because a regular tefias hachokas is up and you don't have. What you have is a tefias, a chayv moment of siyah. From an oni, you can't be tevei. From an oni, you can't be tevei. From an oni, it doesn't. You could be tevei a chayv moment, but it doesn't help. But it doesn't do much good. I don't need any longer though. The rush. Now, the rush now explains the Meiri. Yeah.
Ready? Sorry, if he's only built half of the wall, how has he changed anything in terms of his status?
Right, it's not that after he builds half a wall, now he can be tevei achakas nesakim. That was the case, and the usher could build half the wall and kick out the oni. It's that as he's building the wall, he can be tevei from the oni a chayv mamon a tefias siyua. Don't make me do it by myself. Don't make me do it by myself. That's a different kind of tefillah. It's a tefillah that since you're the same as me, so as I'm a salak, as a griya, don't make me do it by myself. Give me the hanu of not having to do it by myself. I don't know if that's a takono or it doesn't need it. Maybe it doesn't need a takono, but a kaparim, that's the nature of the tefillah. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Dr. Gamar. Sabuah Maya Mechitza Gudu. So Gamar says that the Bnei Yeshiva thought, Pshat in the Mishnah, what is that Mechitza means a wall? Where do we find that Mechitza means a wall? He says, Sanya, Mechitza is a game, she nifetza oimu legedor, chazem nifetza oimu legedor. So it says like this. What's the case? We have a kerem, we have a stay tefillah. So as long as it's a mechitzo, as long as it's a kaiso, so fine. Zesai mechmikan. Zesai mechmikan. It's not klein. Now there's no kaiso, and they're right next to each other, so it becomes klein. And if it's klein, then they both become nesa. If it stays long enough, then it's kaiso and masai. So I raise a kiddush, and the whole thing becomes nesa. The whole kerem and the whole soda become nesa because of the yerbuvim. So it says over here, that if there was a mechitza, and then the mechitza broke, so the Rashi and Tosfos agree is Omer Loi Gedor. The Baal HaTfuah says to the Baal HaKerem that he should be Gedor. Other Rishonim have a Girsa Omerim Loi Gedor, that Beis Din tells him to be Gedor. That's a whole different take. But Rashi and Tosfos are both there is Omer Loi Gedor. The Baal HaTfuah says to the Baal HaKerem that you should be Gedor the Pirtza. And every time there's a breach, again, Omer Loi Gedor. If the Baal HaKerem is Messiahishim in Gaida, that means he calls mine, he's busy, he's running to Home Depot, he's busy making the getter, so it's okay. But the minute he shows that he's not busy being Gaida, so two things happen. Hareza Kiddush, that it becomes awesome. They both become awesome. And V'chayim Bachriyusoy, the Baal HaKerem, is chayev to pay for the loss of the tefillah of the son of the stay lover of the tefillah. That's the price. So, first of all, just some background: the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf is medayik from this brisa that Rameir is dan dinu de garmi, and the fact that Rameir is mechayev the Baal HaKerem to pay for the soda. So you see that Rameir is dan dinu de garmi, he's mechayev in garmi, because he wasn't mazik b'yadayim. The Baal HaKerem didn't go b'yadayim, destroyed it. It was a garmi. It was garmi that the soda should be yes by not fixing the mechitza. So it's a raya that Rameir is dan dinu de garmi. That's the Gemara. Taisus discusses the Ramban in Kuntos Dinu de Garmi. So Taisus discusses how does the Gemara know that it's Rameir? Didn't say Rameir in the Braisa. Rameir's name doesn't appear in the Braisa. So that's Tosfos talks about. Tosfos says, basically, Tosfos says, because we know there's a different machlokes tanoim. If I put my gefen into on top of your tour, I'm an Arab, my gefen into your tour. So Rameir says, be a dime, not gami, namish be a dime. So Rameir says, I have to pay. And who is it? Jesse, I think, and Shimon. I think it's Rabbi Yisrael Shimon. Taisa doesn't say. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon say, "Ain Adam Eiser Dovah She'ain Shalai." The Baal HaKerem doesn't have the koyach to aser the tefuah. You need the nichus of the Baal tefuah too. The fact that the Baal HaKerem made the Yerbuvia and was nichalei in the Yerbuvia, the Baal HaKerem doesn't have the right to aser the tefuah. So you see, there's a machlekes emeir against, I think it's Rabbi Yisrael Shimon. Whether Bechlal, the Baal HaKerem, even Biyadayim, has the Koyach, the Asa, the Soda doesn't belong to him. So this Brisa obviously assumes that he does. This Brisa says that the Baal HaKerem, here he's not even doing with Biyadayim, he's just doing with the failure to be good. That's why it's a Garmi. But on Kaponim, you see that the Baal HaKerem has the Koyach, the Asa, Mom, and Shein, and Shaloy, Soda, Shein, and Shaloy. So this Brisa must be following your mayor. So Mela, this Brisa has your mayor's fingerprints on it. That's why the Gemara Baba Kama knows that this is a Rameir, the good Brisa. Anyway, be that as it may, it says in the Braisa that the reason why is Chayev, well, there's two Chidushim here in this Braisa. Number one, that Adam Eisa Dovah Shein HaShalot. That's a Chidush all by itself, but that we know, that's what Rameir holds. That you can ask somebody else's field. But then there's another Chidush in this Braisa, that Rameir is Dan Dinu de Garmi, because here he's not doing it B'yadayim. He didn't do the Yerbuvia B'yadayim. He did it only by failure to be guided. So failure to be guided is a Garmi. A Garmi, you see, also is Chayev. Well, let me just take a minute and talk about Garmi. What's exactly the definition of Garmi, and how is Garmi different than Groma? You know, all over the Gemara says Groma ben Zalkin is spot there. All over Shas, the Gemara says Groma ben Zalkin is spot there. Garmi is Machlaik is a man of Shimon. Most of Shainim say Allah is like Garmi. That we are Dan Din the Garmi. It's Tamishnayas that we're Dan Din the Garmi. So what's the difference Garmi and Groma? They sound like the same. They're not the same in Gematria exactly, but otherwise, Garmi and Groma is the same thing. You go your Mezik. What is the extra yud give me over here? So there's a Taisin Chabez Amid Beis. Taisin Chabez Amid Beis says two distinctions. He says that Garmi, that's glad to see inside Benz. It's a very important idea. This is Chabez of the Bays by the bottom. It's the last Tysis, but it's in the middle. It's towards, from the bottom of the page, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Where's the beginning of the line? Tysis says, V'yesh litan ta'am ma'ishto kolhani midina degami. How are all of these cases that he was talking about before, which were all groma cases, how are they different than gami? And he gives examples of gami. Somebody shows a goy, momen shel yisrael, that he should take it. Or maradin el shulchan even in tzara. I think the shulchan tells him that the dinner was good and it's really not good. Benefitzoyim le gedora agamara b'donis hadin. If the dayan made an egregiously false psak, it cost him money. The chayv le ameir. I feel the nosav and nosav yodoy. Vasayev starishiv shel chaverav. If you have an IOU and I go and I burn it, now you can't collect it. These are all cases of Gamir and Meir's Machayim. So what's the difference Gamir and Groma? Bechilek Aveinu Yitzchok Loshen Achas. Rabbeinu Yitzchok said one difference is the Dini Gamir Chayev Hainu Shoyse Hu Atzmei Hezek Lemomen Chaveri. The difference is that by Groma, I'm setting the machinery in motion, but the Hezek itself I don't do. Like, for example, one of the cases I talked about before is somebody threw a clean erasure gag, and somebody else came, but it was going to land on a pillow and it wouldn't break. Somebody else came and pulled away the pillow. So that's a groma, because the guy who pulled away the pillow, he didn't do the hezek. He did something that caused the hezek to happen. So that's groma. But the cases of gami, it's cool that who atzmai osa hezek, who atzmai hezek. Well, the Oilum says it, that it has to be a dayan. Tosh does not use exactly the words of be a dayan, but he did the hezek. The oid chilek, the reset a second chilek. Maybe you need both. The din and the gamim, the chayav haino b'shas ma'isu b'shbo hezek. That it has to be simultaneous. It can't be that I pull the pillows away and then a minute later, you know, somebody that the kli breaks. It's simultaneous. I burn the star and I can't collect it immediately. Can't collect it. I'm pirates together, or I allow the geder to be nifrats, and right away there's a tarevis. I mean, well, they'll put it differently. I'm misyayish from being geder together, and right away there's a tarevis. As soon as I'm misyayish from being geder, right away there's a hezek of the, it becomes klai. So the Rishon says two distinctions. That it has to be who asks what's the hezek, and that it has to be simultaneous. Then he brings from the Ritzva a whole different theory. He has a kasha from Timur Tiras of Tomei. Okay, fine, we'll leave that alone. Then the next line, V'nira L'Ritzva, third line from the bottom towards the end. V'nira L'Ritzva, the Ritzva has a different shot. The Dina de Gami Habi Mitam Knas K'nemuchu B'Shami. First of all, he says that din regami is only a knas, not a deraisa. Lachain kol hezek hamotzi v'rogel lo v'konsu chacham. The time she konsu shol yikalecha derecha ha'iluch ha'masik v'chaveroi be'en. V'hain the time of the land of Mechaya b'hezek shenikr. Just like we find b'hezek shenikr, that they made a knas to kaveris, that yichayev shol yikalecha derecha ha'iluch ha'matami t'arisa shol chaveroi. So Gami is also only a knas derbon, and it shouldn't be kolechad vechad ishailuch, and he's mazik is chavah with Gami. So Meili Ritzvah says, the etzim and lum, there's no difference Gami and Goma. The difference is that since it's all a knas, the concept of Gami is a knas. So they concept only things that are motzi virogil. So Groma are cases that are not motzi virogil, so they didn't bother to the concept. And Gami are cases of Groma that are motzi virogil, and there they concept. It's according to Ritzvah, there's no, you don't have to worry if it's B'Dai or not B'Dai. The only thing you have to worry is, did they make a knas or not? Is it Motzi Rogel? If they made a knas, then it's called a Garmi. They didn't make a knas because it's not Motzi Rogel, then we call it Rogel. But the Re says, no, there's a lumdish distinction. Garmi has to be that he's who Atzmi also has it, and, or maybe and or, not so clear. And that it comes at the same time. So you have to know by Klayim, why is it called to Atzma Yosef Hezek? He didn't break the fence. He didn't break the fence. If he broke the fence, that would be who Atzma Yosef Hezek. He didn't fix the fence. Why is that called to Atzma Yosef Hezek? Well, this is this exercise in the Rosh. This is Yedias. We haven't started this again. Just Yedias, some background. Rosh in the second parak. Simon Yud Zayin, towards the end of the Simon, and towards the end of the line. So he says, V'chein is Yaish. He says, of course, the Re, that it has to be. It has to be who atzmei also hezek l'mam and chaveri. Then he has another condition. It has to be bari hezeku. That Tosha didn't say. The Rosh adds another condition. It has to be bari hezeku. That it's a vari hezek. Can't be a suffix. So the Rosh says, now going back to the Rosh towards the end, v'chein is yayish, by the case of a klayim, miyad b'shas yiyush nasa klayim. No, I'm sorry. That's in the Miyad. All right, give me a second. Here it is. It's in the Rosh again. It's Perek Beis Siman Yud Zayin. In my Gemara, I have the Eizu Had Gemara here. No, I don't have the Eizu Had Gemara. Okay, so that's not going to help you so much. Anyway, I'll just read it to you. Then he says like this: V'chein nisyayish mena v'loy gadra, v'chein d'me'uriv m'moynoi b'momen chaveroi. Since the momen of the balakarim, that means the kfanim of the balakarim, are me'uriv in the momen of his chaver, which is the tefuah, v'oisroi, and the momen of the balakarim is asering the momen of the balatfuah, v'nisyayish miligdor, and now we had Yush from Ingoida. Bori Hezeko, so that's certainly a Bori Hezeko. Bechoshev Maise, and it's called a Maise. It's very not clear the Rosh, how this works together. Since his Momen is M'urib in the Momen Chaveroi, and his Momen is Asring Momen Chaveroi, and he was Messiahish from Ingoida, so it's called that he did a Maise. It's called that he did it. Choshev Maisa. It's called that he's doing the Maisa Hezek. It's very not clear. The Olam says over this Rosh that the Rosh means that the Nichusa is the Maisa Hezek. You need a Nichusa. You need that mental element of Nichusa, the Nisayish. So that's like something that he did himself. That's called that he did. The Maisa Hezek is the Yush. Not so clear to me then why the Rosh needed this whole arichos that his mammon is Mu'urib and mammon chaveroi, and it's what does he need that for? He should just say nisyayish meinav legodra. The yish is called a maisa. And then it's not even maspik, because it's not enough to do a maisa. When you pull the pillows away from under the kli that's about to fall, you're also doing a maisa, but you're not doing a maisa in mom and chaveri. So the Yish, how is the Yish Maisa in Momen Chaveri? So that's why he needs his extra Ichus. No, it's in Momen Chaveri because my Momen is in your Momen. But that's not my Maisa. So some of this is Tziruf. It says, my Momen is in the Momen of the Baal HaTfilah. My Momen is answering the Momen of the Baal HaTfilah. And it's doing it through the trigger of my Maisa, of my Yish. So that's called that I'm doing a Maisa in Momen Chaveri. I'm doing a Maisa Hezek in Momen Chaveri. Yeah, this Rosh needs to explain this. What's exactly the Tzir Fadvam over here? How does it work that because it's my Kerem, together with the fact that I'm being the Zayish Milikdar, so it's called that I'm doing a Maisa Mazik in his Tvur. That creates a synergy. That together, it's my Momen that's Mamish touching his Tvur and answering it through my being Mizyayish. So that's called, some of this Pesach Katsirov, the Kilo now, I think maybe the Havana is like this, that it's like Kegarzen V'yad HaChetzuf. That, you know, if I take an axe and I chop down your tree, so who chopped down your tree? My axe, is that Momen HaMazik or Odom HaMazik? But it's Odom HaMazik. What do you mean? It's Momen HaMazik. My axe knocked down your tree. So it should be called Momen HaMazik. So that the Chayim say that's not called Momen HaMazik. That's what's called Kigarzin Biyad HaChetzer, like an axe in the hand of the wood chopper. That's not called my mice at all. That's not called the mice of the axe. Now, the axe is not doing that on its own. The axe is just a kli with which I cut it down. Maybe he's saying on Derech Zeh that since my Momen is being massacred through, but it's only being massacred through my Nichusa, so that it becomes as if my Momen is a kli with which I'm being massacred through. It comes Kegarz and Biyad HaChetzit. My Kerem is not doing it on its own. My Kerem is doing it because I let it do it. So Mel, it's called that I'm being Masik Yitfus. That's called Osa Maisa. That's Garmi. Yes, why is it Garmi? So then it should be the Adam HaMasik Mamish. Yeah, Matan.
I'm a little bit unsure. Is the Bari Hazeka part of what makes it Hashem Maisa? Or is that just a separate condition? Because I mean, the way it reads,
I think that's a separate condition because he laid it out before as a separate condition.
So I know, but
now too.
I know that's the way he said it before, but it almost reads that that's part of what makes it a mice. So maybe he needs that in this case to make it more direct. That if it wouldn't be a direct meaning, that's the way it sounds like it reads, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Yishai, did you have your hand up for?
Well, Rebbe basically said what I was thinking, that like the example was where he throws a rock. The example Rebbe gives, he throws a rock, there's a pillow blocking it. Someone else pulled the pillow. So here, the Chora throwing the rock is planting the plant, and pulling the pillow is removing the fence. Once you do both of those steps, so then that's what changes it from just being a regular case of grama.
Right, except that by the pillow, it's not going to be. The pillow's only
grama. No, because there was a different person who pulled the pillow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But,
I'm saying in this case, you've done both actions. You threw the rock by planting the whatever it was, and you pulled the pillow by not putting up the fence.
He doesn't so much focus on the planting the Karen, because that was okay. There was a fence at the time. On the fact that it's my moment. The Karen belongs
to my moment. Isn't that the point? Because I planted the mazik. Maybe it's not Adam mazik, but the point is I planted the mazik. The mazik is a result of me. Now, when I planted it, it wasn't dangerous.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about the planting. He talks about that it belongs to me.
It was like, okay, fine. So then, because you don't need, the way I'm thinking of it, you don't need to focus on the fact that you're planting. It doesn't need to be Adam Mazik. The point is my plant, so it's my Mazik. Now, it wasn't dangerous. But now by removing this fence, it became dangerous. And so therefore, it's something which I'm responsible for, which is causing damage. And I also did the second step of making it dangerous now.
Okay. I'll tell you the truth, though. This time I'm saying this, Kegarz and Biyad HaChetzev, I don't think we could take that literally. Because if it was literally Kegarz and Biyad HaChetzev, then it would be Odom HaMazik. Something less. It's not Odom HaMazik Mamish. It's not Mamish Kegarz and Biyad HaChetzev. But there's some lesser tziruf between my Yish and my Momen that makes it, that it's called that I'm doing the Hezek. It's not Bami. I'm not just causing it, but I'm doing it. I'm not doing it on the level of Odom HaMazik, but I'm doing it on the level of Garmi. It needs more Hasbar than we're giving it, but I'm just pointing a direction. Yeah, you should.
Does Garmi have to specifically be by Adam HaMazik? Like, couldn't Grama and Garmi also just be like say I have an ox, which is about which
Garmi is not Adam Mamazik. Adam Mamazik is Chayes Chayim Midrash. He's only the one. But he does say that's one of his conditions. One of his conditions is that that's the Ri's distinction. The Ri says the difference in Garmi. Anyway, no. The truth is, before I even get to that, we show them all say that Garmi is only about Adam Mamazik. Garmi of my behema and pot.
Yes, that was what I was asking.
If my behema does a Garmi and pot, it has to be Adam Mamazik. But it's not a level of other mamazik mamish because I'm only doing it all day garmi. So I don't know. I die in yesh l'shul monefel. If it's really kigazin b'yad ha'chaytze, it's other mamazik. And if it's not, then it's not who also nice him. Exactly. Yari.
Why would this be different than if you have like let's say a shor or something that you know is going to go and be mazik and then. You have a fence around it, and then you take down the fence. So that's not considered adam hamazik. So why should this be any different?
Well, first of all, it's not simultaneous. That was one of his conditions. It has to be simultaneous. And maybe related to that, the taking down the fence. Does not directly cause the hezek. It just lays the groundwork for the hezek. Here, there being the siyash from ingoided does cause the hezek. But he doesn't want to say it just like that, that my yish causes the hezek, because that's still. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What I don't know over here is a lot more than what I know. I don't understand this Rosh Becha. It's clearly not other mamazik. Why not? Why isn't it other mazik? My yish is mazik to care. It's mazik to tour. It's my yish that's mazik to tour. So some of the pshat is because my yish not what's mazik to tour. My yish allows the tarevus to be mazik to tour. That's not called that I'm doing desik, but it's called that I'm implicated enough that it's got me. Yeah, look at that. I don't know. A kapanim. I'm not sure if we're gonna. I don't know. Maybe it'll become clearer with time. One more important one more nekuda. Maybe I have to stop soon. So we saw in Tosfos, by the way, that Garmi is a derabbana. So based on the fact that Tosfos that it's a derabbana, Tosfos is a knas. Tosfos has a suffix. It's the same Tosfos. We stopped before we got to the end of the Tosfos. It's good to see now the last line of Tosfos. Tosfos says in Chabez and the Beis, the efshe de b'shaygi gnami konis shemeir ki hechid the konis. Place has a suffix. Place has a suffix. Is Hezek Shein, is Garmi Chayiv even B'Shegig? It's like by Hezek Shein and Nikah. Which is certainly a knas. That's fair to it's a knas. The Gemara says a machlekes tanoim. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda do we can't say shoygig got to mesed. Was hezek shem nikah is the knas is shelo yekolecha veyachad ha'ilich deliberately umetami parisa shulchaner. So if you do it by mesed, about it we can't see. What if you did it by shoygig? So Rav Meir says can't say shoygig got to mesed. Since we don't want you to do it by mesed, so we can't say even by shoygig that you chay. And Yehuda's chelik Yehuda's not kind of shoygig got to mesed. So Tosfos says a suffix. What about by Garmi? Is Garmi the same thing? The Rameyer can't say Shaygig got to Mezid. Or maybe by Garmi, maybe Garmi is more Kal, and by Garmi, even Rameyer doesn't can't say Shaygig got to Mezid. Tosfos doesn't say, what's the Makam? Tosfos doesn't explain what's the Nekudas of suffix. But Linya Neinu, Tosfos is a suffix. According to Rameyer, that we can't say Shaygig got to Mezid, by Hezek Shein and Nikar, what about by Garmi? What would be the din of Garmi B'Shegi? the Ramban in Kuntus Din Legami is Chaylik and Taisus on two counts. He's Chaylik and Taisus, first of all, that he thinks Gami is a deraisa. Not like Taisus, that it's only Knas. The Ramban holds that Gami is a Din deraisa. And number two, which follows from number one, the Ramban says, Vadova Poshit. That means Mele, it's Chayiv and Beshayiv, because Adam and Masik is Chayiv and Beshayiv, Adam would Lailam. So therefore, the Ramban holds that there's no concert shag, there's no need even to be concert shag to Mesa. The Gami is Chayiv, Ben Beshayiv, Ben Mesa, it's Chayiv Midirais. Taisus holds that Gami is only the Rabbanon. Taisus is Supik, whether since it's only the Rabbanon, do we concert shag or to Mesa? Maybe the class is only by Mesa, or maybe the class extends even to Shag. This is relevant to the following issue. We're going to have to stop in a second. But this is relevant to the following issue. It says in the Brisa, in the base, the Brisa that we're dealing with, the Brisa says that Nifitza Oimele Gador, you have to be master. Oimele Gador. You have to be master of the Balakarim to be good. Then it says in the Brisa that if you were master, and nonetheless, the Balakarim was Mesiyash Milagdor, so two things happen. Kiddush, Bechaya Bechayusa. So there's a Shaila, and Ramban discusses, what's the purpose of the Hasra? So the Ramban brings Beshem Taisus. This Taisus by us doesn't say. The Ramban brings Beshem Taisus. The reason why you need the Hasra is because you need the Hasra to make the Balakarim into a Mezid. Because if he's not a Mezid, then it's Garmi B'Shoig again. He's not Chayiv and Achayis. That doesn't say it by us in Taisus. And if anything, we can diagnose because Taisus over here in Chabez, when he has the suffix, he doesn't bring this right. He should bring a right. It's a right for Reshus that you need Hasra in order to be Chayav Achayus. Okay, maybe that's not a right. More, there's other ways to learn. But Akoponim, the Ramban says B'Shem Taisus. Again, we don't have it in Taisus. There is a Taisus Rid. The Ramban didn't mean the Taisus Rid. Taisus Rid is not a Bala Taisus. He's a Chacham Italian. But there is a Taisus Rid in Gittin, the Dalai Lama Beis, who says B'Ferish, the best stock of Shat in the Reis. That the reason why you need Hasra is because Garmi B'Shoigig is Potter. And therefore, he won't be Chayav Echayis. You need the Hasra to make him Chayav Echayis. The Rabban L'Shitosi is Chaylik. The Rabban says Garmi is Deraisa. It doesn't matter whether you're in Shoigig or Amazing. For the Echayis, I don't need the Hasra. The Rabban says you need the Hasra for the Kiddush. Because it's only Kiddush if the Balakarim was Mesiyash Miligdor. And it's only called if he was Mesiyash Miligdor if he knew that he has to be Goyder. But if you don't tell him that he has to be Goyder, the Balakarim thinks that we have to maybe go to Goyder B'Shutfus. So the fact that Balakarim wasn't Goyder doesn't show that it doesn't show any chusah. The Balakarim wasn't Goyder because he was waiting for the Balatua to help him. So you have to tell him, no, Mr. Balakarim, you're on your own. I'm not helping. You have to do the mechitza. So that's why you have to be master. Once you're master, so now when he's not Goyder, that shows any chusah, and Mele becomes Kiddush. So B'Kitzer Machlekes, the Ramban against Taisus as quoted in the Ramban. What's the purpose of the Hasra? The Ramban learns the purpose of the Hasra. Taisus learns, start with Taisus. Taisus learns, the Ramban B'Shem Taisus learns, Taisus reader, that the purpose of the Hasra is to make him a Mezid in the Hezek. Because if he's not a Hezek in the Hezek, if he's not a Mezid in the Hezek, then he's not Chayiv and Achayis, because Garmi B'Shoigig is Potter. And the Ramban himself learns, the Ramban doesn't agree with the premise, and the Ramban learns that you need the Hasra to make him understand that he has to do the fence by himself. And that, and because without that, I don't see any chusa. And if I don't see any chusa, it won't even be Kiddush. Yeah, so that's the major, that's why I put down all this background, because it impinges Mamasham Pshat in the Gemara. What's the Hasra? What's the purpose of the Hasra? Is the purpose of the Hasra to make him amazing in the Hezek Hasada? Was the purpose of the Hasra to make him a Hezek in the Tarots? Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Why is it on the Balasada to remind the Balakarim to rebuild his wall? Shouldn't it be naturally on the Balakarim? And if it falls and he doesn't know about it, it's Shia?
If you learn like the Ramban, it doesn't matter if it's a pshia or not a pshia. The shali is, does he have any chusanat? We're not talking here. If you learn like Taisus that he has to be amazed, and here he's a shaygeg. You have to say that it's not such a pshat to you that it's on the Balakarim. And the Balakarim could say, I didn't know and I'm not a Mason. Okay, why should
it's,
we constantly?
It's his wall,
why should we constantly, if the Balakarim could say, don't kind of, why should he constantly? It's not my fault. I didn't know that I have to. I didn't know that I have to make the mafitza by myself. Yeah, about a yesh malkum, a person could be chaylik, and I could say that, that maybe the Balakarim is amazing regardless. He should have gone to yeshiva, and he should have learned that that the chiyuv mechitzah is on the Balakarim. Maybe that's called amazing. It's hard to know what's the getter of amazing and shaking for this. Akapanim, the Tosafot learns, Mamish and Tosafot, that it's sufficiently not self-evident that the Bala Mechitza has to be greater, that the Bala Mechitza can claim. The Bala Mechitza can always claim. Maybe that's the way. The Bala Mechitza could always claim, I didn't know that I have to be good. I thought that we have to be greater. After all, both of our tours are going to be Nessa. So we're both at risk. I thought we both have to be greater. Why should it only be me? So we have to tell him that it's up to you. And the emes is, that's a shayla all by itself. Why is it not only in the Bala Kerem? That's something else we have to discuss. Why tak is it only in the Bala Kerem? I mean, there's three issues here. In this Hasra, there's three issues. Issue number one is, what's the purpose of Hasra? There's a Sama Chalikas Taisis in the Ramban against the Ramban B'Shem Taisis. What's the purpose of it? Is Hasra for the Kiddush, or is Hasra for the Chayav B'Chayusin? Issue number two is, why is it that the Hasra is that the Balatu is Masa Balakarim, and it's all in the Balakarim? Maybe they should both have to be guided. Or the Balatu should be guided. Like, why are you putting everything in the Balakarim? It's a Tarevis. And then issue number three is exactly what is the content, which we have not yet discussed. What is the content of that show? When the Bala Tua goes to the Bala Kerem, what does he have to say to him? That's in a way a third issue. Does he have to say to him, you have to be Gaiver? Does he have to say to him, the son is going to be Nessar? You know, what exactly is it that the Bala, it's connected to the other issues. What exactly is the content of that show that the Bala Tua has to say to the Bala Kerem for it to be effective? What is he Masar? Okay, so I have to wait for next week. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Altov.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I wasn't clear. What was Rabbi saying that the Tosis Rid was adding that Tosis himself didn't say here in Omer Lo Gadar?
Tosis doesn't say that the reason why you have to be master. Tosis does say that the reason why you have to be master is because otherwise
you wouldn't be happy.